And one way to combat it is agorism does change how your mind works. It does change how you view all of this rhetoric, how you listen to it. You ignore the extreme polarity, which is a hermetic law.
Welcome to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast, where we discuss the journey to real liberty through self-sufficiency, counter-economics, non-aggression, and the agora.
The Outpost represents the border between societal norm and the pioneer spirit. Every episode contains practical, philosophical, and technical information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve.
Welcome, everyone, to the Off-Grid Agorist podcast, formerly known as the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. Today, I am taking agorism to a whole other level. And by that, I mean the spiritual level. So we typically view agorism as an economic tool, a financial tool, a social tool, and a way of life, building community, things like that. But what about the underlying spiritual element? Is there more to the concept of agorism? And I have been exploring this for a while now, and I would say yes, there is a spiritual element to agorism. It's not just a way of life, it is a way of spirituality, which is really cool. So I started this quest into finding the original spiritual agorists. Where did they come from? Where did agorism actually found? And we all see it as a newer concept, but I argue that it is a very, very old concept that has been updated to modern society. So I wanted to share with you what I found. I do have to credit my good friend Joanna Whitney, who turned me on to natural law. She is also an agorist. She is an intuitive artist, so she will create artwork for you based off of intuition, like a psychic painting, and it will give you guidance on where to go with your life and where you are now and where you're coming from. It's almost like a tarot reading and a painting, and it's really unbelievably cool. She did one for me. So you can find her by simply searching for The Intuitive Art of Joanna Whitney, and you will be able to find her website and get in touch with her if you're interested. So, the topic at hand, spiritual agorism. What I have found is that agorism started all the way back in the Egyptian times, possibly even the Mesopotamian times, and is based on Hermetic philosophy. Hermetic philosophy is a very small portion of spirituality and world religion, probably 0.001% of religion of the world, because it basically goes against all religions and all societal norms, and it focuses on the actual natural laws of the universe. So things like the non-aggression principle, that's a natural law. Things like opting out, the mentality it takes to opt out is based in natural law, because natural law busts all of the rules of modern day society, all of the slavery, all of the entrapment. Jesus was natural law. Jesus was also probably the first well-known agorist. So we go all the way back to the Kybalion, which is a text written by the three initiates in 1912. However, this text is based on the Emerald Tablet that was written by Hermes Trismegistus, aka the scribe of the gods, who dwelt in old Egypt when the present race of men was in its infancy. So this is very, very ancient teachings, and it gets passed on typically by word of mouth, so you don't find very many Hermetic teachings in publication, as it's passed on through esoteric means. It's the stuff of yogis, it's the stuff of ancient astronomers, of the golden dawn, of the Holy Grail, the Knights Templar. This is all the things that natural law has wormed through throughout society, and now is manifesting modern day as one branch would be agorism. I hope that all makes sense. It does to me in my mind, but I've also read a lot about it. So I'm not going to go into insanely crazy detail about it, because I want to read one chapter from the Kabbalion to you all. But before I do that, there are seven philosophies, or seven Hermetic principles, that I will quickly talk about, and then I'll go into chapter 3, and then if there is interest from the audience, please email me at regina@offgridagorist.com. regina@offgridagorist.com if you have any questions about this topic or would like to hear more. The seven Hermetic principles are the principle of mentalism, the principle of correspondence, the principle of vibration, the principle of polarity, the principle of rhythm, the principle of cause and effect, and the principle of gender. Today we're going to talk about the principle of mentalism, because I think it is extremely relevant to what is going on in our modern day society. Essentially, mental transmutation means you can literally change people's thoughts. You can change people's thoughts through emotions, through energy, through rhetoric, through sound bites, and we're getting obliterated as the human race by all of this mental transmutation that the powers that be are using, because the powers that be, such as the New World Order, Illuminati, Deep State, understand natural law, and they are weaponizing natural law against us to keep us enslaved. Yeah, that's pretty radical, I know, but it's true. Especially once you start reading the Kybalion, and you start thinking about all these things, and then you start realizing how the government, the state, is weaponizing this against us, because we have been starved of this information on purpose. It has been hidden from us on purpose. It is the information that kings and dictators don't want us to have. And as far as I'm concerned, we are living in a modern-day dictatorship. It sure as hell feels like it. Now, we don't have necessarily one dictator, but we could consider the New World Order movement the collective dictatorship over the world. The NWO doesn't want us to know about natural law. I digress. However, I am going to read the chapter. Chapter 3, Mental Transmutation. It's not very long, so hang in there with me. Here we go. The mind, as well as metals and elements, may be transmuted from state to state, degree to degree, condition to condition, pole to pole, vibration to vibration. True Hermetic transmutation is mental art. As we have stated, the Hermetists were the original alchemists, astrologers, and psychologists, Hermes have being the founder of these schools of thought. From astrology has grown modern astronomy. From alchemy has grown modern chemistry. From the mystic psychology has grown the modern psychology of the schools. But it must not be supposed that the ancients were ignorant that which the modern schools supposed to be their exclusive and special property. The records engraved on the stones of ancient Egypt show conclusively that the ancients had a full comprehensive knowledge of astronomy, the very building of the pyramids showing the connection between their design and the study of astronomical science. Nor were they ignorant of chemistry, for the fragments of the ancient writings show that they were acquainted with the chemical properties of things. In fact, the ancient theories regarding physics are being slowly verified by the latest discoveries of modern science, notably those relating to the constitution of matter. Nor must it be supposed that they were ignorant of the so-called modern discoveries in psychology. On the contrary, the Egyptians were especially skilled in the science of psychology, particularly in the branches that the modern schools ignore, but which, nevertheless, are being uncovered under the name of psychic science, which is perplexing the psychologists of today and making them reluctantly admit that there may be something in it after all. The truth is that beneath the material chemistry, astronomy, and psychology, that is, the psychology in its phrase of brain action, the ancients possessed a knowledge of transcendental astronomy, called astrology, of transcendental chemistry, called alchemy, of transcendental psychology, called mystic psychology. They possessed the inner knowledge as well as the outer knowledge, the latter alone being possessed by modern scientists. Among the many secret branches of knowledge possessed by the Hermetists was that known as mental transmutation, which forms the subject matter of this lesson. Transmutation is a term usually employed to designate the ancient art of the transmutation of metals, particularly the base metal into gold. The word transmute means to change from one nature, form, or substance into another, to transform. And accordingly, mental transmutation means the art of changing and transforming mental states, forms, and conditions into others. So you may see that mental transmutation is the art of mental chemistry, if you like the term, a form of practical mystic psychology. But this means far more than appears on the surface. Transmutation, alchemy, or chemistry on the mental plane is important enough in its effects, to be sure. And if the art stopped there, it would still be one of the most important branches of study known to man. But this is only the beginning. Let us see why. The first of the seven Hermetic principles is a principle of mentalism, the axiom of which is the all is mind and the universe is mental, which means that the underlying reality of the universe is mind and the universe itself is mental, that is. Existing in the mind of the all, we shall consider this principle in succeeding lessons, but let us see the effect of the principle if it be assumed to be true. If the universe is mental in its nature, then mental transmutation must be the art of changing the conditions of the universe along the lines of matter, force, and mind. So you see, therefore, that mental transmutation is really the magic of which the ancient writers had so much to say in their mystical works, and about which they gave so few practical instructions. If all be mental, then the art which enables one to transmute mental conditions must render the master the controller of material conditions as well as those ordinarily called mental. Phew, that's pretty heavy. As a matter of fact, none but advanced mental alchemists have been able to attain the degree of power necessary to control the grosser physical conditions, such as the control of the elements of nature, the production or cessation of tempests, the production or cessation of earthquakes and other great physical phenomena. But that such men have existed and do exist today is a matter of earnest belief to all advanced occultists and of all schools. That the masters exist and have these powers, the best teachers assure their students, having had experiences which justify them in such belief and statements. These masters do not make public exhibitions of their powers, but seek seclusion from the crowds of men in order to better work their may along the path of attainment. We mention that their existence at this point merely to call to your attention to the fact that the power is entirely mental and operates along the lines of the higher mental transmutation under the Hermetic principle of mentalism. The universe is mental. but students and hermeticists of lesser degree than masters, the initiates and the teachers, are able to freely work along the mental plane and mental transmutation. In fact, all that we call psychic phenomena, mental influence, mental science, new thought phenomena, etc., operates along the same general lines. For there is but one principle involved, no matter by what the name the phenomena be called. The student and practitioner of mental transmutation works along the mental plane, transmuting mental conditions, states, etc., into others, according to various formulas, more or less efficacious. The various treatments, affirmations, denials, etc., of the school of mental science are but formulas, often quite imperfect and unscientific, of the hermetic art. The majority of modern practitioners are quite ignorant compared to the ancient masters, for they lack the fundamental knowledge upon which the work is based. See, the fundamental knowledge is out there. The knowledge is out there for mental mastery, mental alchemy. But it is so buried, and it is so ancient, and it is so concealed from us, because the people that hold this knowledge are way, 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 way out of touch and out of reach, and they're pulling some serious strings in the world. At least that's what I think. There's three more paragraphs, guys. We can do this. Not only may the mental states, etc., of oneself be changed or transmuted by hermetic methods, but also the states of others may be and are constantly transmuted in the same way, usually unconsciously, but often consciously, by some understanding the laws and principles in cases where the people are affected are not informed of the principles of self-protection. And more than this, as many students and practitioners of modern mental science know, every material condition, depending on the minds of other people, may be changed or transmuted in accordance with earnest desire, will, and treatments of person desiring changed conditions of life. The public are so generally informed regarding these things at present that we do not deem it necessary to mention the same at length, our purpose at this point being merely to show the hermetic principle and art underlying all of these various forms of practice, good and evil, for the force can be used in opposite directions according to the hermetic principles of polarity. In this little book, we shall state the basic principle of mental transmutation, that all who read may grasp the underlying principles and thus possess the master key that will unlock the many doors of the principle of polarity. We shall now proceed to a consideration of the first of the hermetic seven principles, the principle of mentalism, in which explained the truth that the all is mind, the universe is mental, in the words of the Kabbalion. We ask the close attention and careful study of this great principle on the part of our students, for it is really the basic principle of the whole hermetic philosophy and of the hermetic art of mental transmutation. Wow. Okay. So, that was chapter 3, mental transmutation, that there is the power to manipulate the minds of the many through the minds of the few. At mass, in scale, at large, there are formulas out there. This is mental alchemy. There are books and codes out there. And no one is protecting themselves because no one knows about this. No one understands the law of mental transmutation, that the universe is mental, except for very few. And those very few are in power and have dangerous control over this world. So we need to rein in and realize our minds are more powerful than we realize, and they teach you how to practice mental transmutation through all the different principles, which is why it's so important to read natural law and read the Kabbalion, so you can protect yourself from what they are throwing at us. Because with the rise of the internet, they have now created a huge mind control over the masses through mental transmutation. And one way to combat it is agorism does change how your mind works. It does change how you view all of this rhetoric, how you listen to it. You ignore the extreme polarity, which is a hermetic law, the principle of polarity. We see this with the red side and the blue side, the Democrats versus the Republicans. That's all staged. That's all created by the construct of the state to keep us angry at each other, that keep us polarized. The whole race thing going on. Everything. It's so written clearly as a natural law that if we understood it as a natural law and saw that it is being used against us, we could rise above that. So this is a form of spirituality that is not necessarily religious because it's just the mechanics of the universe. So this works really well for people that may be atheist or people that may be agnostic, non-religious folks that maybe want more purpose or meaning in life, but they don't want to go into the God realm, the Jesus realm, and or the Buddha or whatever it is. This is a great way to practice spirituality as a science in a way. So now that I've blown your mind, I will tell you where you can read the Kybalion. It's at www.sacredtexts.com. sacred/texts.com. And this is an open source website that has thousands of texts of religion and philosophy and spirituality from all over the world. Completely free, open source. You can download it. You can read it. And this is the Kybalion by Three Initiates. If you did enjoy this episode, please let me know. Don't assume that someone else will let me know. Please let me know, and I will continue to go over the different principles of Hermeticism so we can start cracking the slavery, the mental slavery that we have been in for thousands of years. Natural law has been used against man for slavery. Thousands. And to elevate your life. If anything, you can elevate your life just by learning these things. So that's it for me. Go ahead and visit offgridagorist.com. That is our new home for the podcast. We have free PDFs you can download. We have books. We have the archive of all of our episodes. Cyrus and I both worked really hard to put this website together. It's totally upgraded. It's so much more user-friendly. Y'all just love it. Go visit it. You can contact us there. We hope to hear from you and tune in next time.